Live.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's hour number two, kicking it off. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here with you till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. So plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, you got a rant you want to get off your chest? We're here for you, and the phone lines are open again. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And check out the bulletin board system. We've got literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting. It's all a lot of fun. It's kind of like our digital playground for Free Talk Live, where the conversations that we have on this show continue on into eternity. I mean, there's so many different topics, so many different threads, different things to talk about, different people to interact with. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
And it's all brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you should call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
We've been talking about, last hour we talked about Jewish people, the so-called Jewish conspiracy, which is a whole lot of malarkey and a bunch of bunk, and brought up by people that believe it are just probably raised by racists. That's at least my theory. Just raised by people that are completely without facts, completely without information, have a few pieces of anecdotal evidence, and that's what they base their entire belief systems on. And now we're going to kind of focus on a different area of race. This from LouRockwell.com, called The Continent of Clowns. Bursting into tears, 8th grader Anurag Kashyap of California became the U.S. spelling champ on Thursday. Tied for second place were 11-year-old Samir Patel, who's homeschooled in Colleyville, Texas.
And Patel is Indian for Smith.
Okay. And Aliyah Deary, age 13, a Pleasanton, California student. Indian kids have won first place in the spelling bees in 5 of the last 7 years. Might there be a pattern here? Nah. A friend in California has an Asian wife, and which he and I both, and is so among the few, and so, therefore, he's among the few whites that is actually plugged into the California state's Asian community. He reports that the Asians are contemptuous of whites. Lazy. Not very smart. The evidence supports them. They also believe...
I can't dispute that.
They also believe that the chief aim of schooling in America is to coddle blacks and Latinos, which baffles them. Me too, but it isn't my problem. Then they go to list the top 12 students on the USA Math Olympiad in 2003, including Boris Alexeyev, Jay Bag, Daniel Kane, Anders Kasorg, Mark Lipson, and then a bunch of other foreign names. Tang Zhang, Zhang Lo, Pixton. Take Asians and Jews out of measures of high intellectual performance in America, and you aren't left with much. The foregoing doesn't look much different from staffing lists that I've encountered for such things as research teams at Bell Labs.
Yeah.
A friend writing a book on Harvard calculates that Asians...
Or engineers.
Writing a book on Harvard calculates that Asians and Jews make up about 45% of the school. The Asians know this.
I don't mean to interrupt here real quick.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, and like... Racism's real. I mean, there's no way to deny that racism...
On all sides, absolutely.
And it certainly exists. And my cousin, whose last name is MacDonald...
Okay.
Good Scotch name. He is an engineer. And he is shot through the ranks. You know why? Because they can't promote anybody who's like themselves, you know?
I mean, who can't?
I'm saying that the owners of these companies who have a tendency not to be, they have a tendency to be white people.
Oh, I see.
They're looking for their own in a lot of ways, and you know, a white person
they're
actually
racist,
does the job. Well, people have
they're looking for an opportunity to promote a white boy.
People do have a tendency to like their own in a lot of ways, and I'll tell you, if you want to do well in this world and you're a white guy, go to school and become an engineer. Get a job. Taking liberal arts classes and communications degrees. These things are worthless.
Well, apparently most white boys aren't doing that. The Asians know this, of course, that they make up about 45% of the school of Harvard, Asians and Jews, and they figure the future is theirs. And so does the writer of this article, Mr. Fred Reed. The contempt of the Asians for witless round eyes is understandable. They, in my considerable experience, are intensely competitive and look toward results. Whites just don't care. I remember staying with a friend in Canada who had rooming with her a Chinese woman who was working on a degree at a local university. She only barely spoke English, but among other things, she was also studying French, a required course, I suppose, and passing it by brute force. She needed that degree to bring her family over. She was going to get it, and that was that. She seldom came out of her room, because that's where her books were.
Right.
She might be a little hard to compete with. Then they go on to list the William Lowell Putnam Mathematics Competition from 1964, and of course, again, a bunch of foreign names. American schools lurch after diversity like drunks who have discovered a bottle of Night Train on the sidewalk, and collect what educationalists call minorities. By minority, they mean, of course, non-performing minorities. Anglo-Saxons, Saxons, Chinese, Jews, and Greeks are all minorities, but they are not failures, so they aren't really minorities. The Asians, all that I know, all that anyone I know knows, do not give a wan etiolated damn about non-performers. Chinese, Japanese, and Koreans are very racially conscious. They quietly regard whites as inferior and blacks as barbarians. Ah, and the Asians are smart and do not come out of their rooms until they are finished. He goes on to say, so there's apparently a lot of racism within the Asian community against whites and blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's racism everywhere. There's black racists who are racist against whites, white racists who are racist against blacks. I wish it would all go away. I really do.
That'd be nice.
Unfortunately, I can't flip
the
switch.
Well, there are cultural differences just in general. And, I mean, what you're seeing in this article is some of the cultural differences that these particular cultures put a premium on achievement in academic achievement.
The comedy of the thing is that United States... Excuse me, here you go. New York Daily News, a stunning 81% of the city's 8th graders flunked the state's basic social studies exam last year, and the scores have gone down annually since the test debuted in 2001. We covered that a week or so ago. The comedy of this thing is that the United States has deliberately chosen to convert itself into a continent of half-literate iPod-carrying dolts. To me, it's... And no offense against our podcast listeners. Mm-hmm. That's the article writer, not me.
Well, he's enterprising on the new iPod phenomenon.
Yes. To me, it is entertaining. To the rising Asian nations, it's an inexplicable gift. The U.S., their competition, has put its children into the hands of simian gurglers mewling about diversity, which, while positively weird as seen through slanted eyes, bodes well for Asia. It's a bit like watching an opposing running back set off in the wrong direction. The slave coders of Mumbai don't worry about diversity. They're busy writing computer code, our code. Even better, here's something from Clovis, New Mexico. A call about a possible weapon at a middle school prompted police to put armed officers on rooftops, close nearby streets, and lock down the school. All over what? A giant burrito.
What?
A kid brings his lunch wrapped in a newspaper, so the school goes crazy and puts snipers on the roofs. I love this stuff. It's better than The Simpsons. Do you suppose they do that in Tokyo? The mad burrito assassin isn't unusual. Little boys often get suspended or let out in handcuffs by cops for things like pointing and saying bang, because heavily womanized schools can't maintain order. The Weekly Standard.
Well, of course, they can't maintain order if you're trying to. If some of the order you're trying to maintain is to keep little boys from putting their finger and going bang,
yeah, absolutely,
you're gonna have a hell of a time
that
order. Because little boys are going to point their fingers and go bang now until the end of time.
So what he's saying here is we're digging our own hole in this country. I mean, we have destroyed the educational system. Back in the 50s, we used to be the top in the world, undisputed, the champions of education in the world, because we had the freest.
And we looked down and we thought other cultures were barbarous.
Right now, because of our path towards socialism, because our path towards communism and collectivism in this country, we've got
the primrose path of the politically correct.
Yeah. We've got a dismal situation with education. A lot of kids are graduating high school with illiteracy. They can't even read and write.
And if I don't choose to pay for it, they're going to take my house away.
Yep.
This
That's
country,
what's
going to happen, Ian.
This country has gone insane, and everybody else is going to benefit from it. We're going to be working for them eventually. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What do you think? Take control. 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem. The dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Just a couple of dumb white boys here in a radio studio. It's Ian here with you.
I am Jason.
And man, which is not a college graduate among us.
No. I graduated with an associate's degree.
Did you get an associate's degree?
Yes, I did, in radio and television broadcasting. And it wasn't worth a squat.
Crap.
Yeah,
then you went to work for free at a radio station.
I actually had to unlearn some of the stuff that I learned in college, because it was just wrong.
Wrong. Didn't you start at the radio station? Weren't you on the air before?
I was on the air before I graduated high school.
You were on the air before you graduated high school, but you thought that it was a good idea to go get a television and radio degree?
It was
degree.
One of those things where I was young, Manwich, and I still was concerned with making my parents happy, and my mom wanted me to go to college.
Everybody wants their kids to go to college. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
It's just silly to send your kids to college if they're not going to go out and do anything with it.
if they're not going to be an engineer, if they're not going to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Something like that. I mean, you know, there's certainly...
Something to where you could not get into the business without having some sort of education.
And, you know, it's interesting. My wife is a social worker, and they won't give you a job as a social worker earning about as much as the people at McDonald's make without a degree. I can't imagine why anybody would get a degree in social work. Why?
I
so I can come work for you for $23,000 a year? Oh,
I don't understand it.
Wait, do I get assistance with that?
It must just be that way to prop up the educational system. Now, what we're talking about here is an article from LouRockwell.com called "A Continent of Clowns," and he's just kind of going through just some examples of how it is that Asian students, for instance, are just totally surpassing white boys. I mean, in just every aspect of education.
Oh, yeah, they have our number.
Yeah. And they're doing it here in this particular country, and they're doing it over in China, and they're doing it in Japan as well. And so all of our engineers and technical field types are coming from those nations. I mean, there's very, very small amount of white folk and black folk and anybody else of non-Asian descent that's getting involved here. And we're all being...
Do you consider Indian, then, to be Asian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I think you should separate those.
Indian
two.
And Asian.
Yeah.
So, let me just get a couple more facts from this particular story. Detroit News in January reported that 47% of Detroit's adult population is functionally illiterate.
How about that?
47%. That's one out of every two people.
That's why
functionally
USA
illiterate.
Today is such a popular paper, because it's written
at a seventh grade level.
Fifth grade.
Yeah. Fifth grade level?
That's what they say.
Really? Amazing. And this is actually something we also reported on here on this particular show. According to the Weekly Standard, is an example of what it is that our kids are learning from in American government-run high schools. This from the science book called Discovery Works by Houghton Mifflin. Thus, a chapter on climate in a fifth-grade science textbook in the Discovery Works series opens with a Native American explanation for the changing seasons. Crow Moon is the name given to spring because that is when the crows return.
What?
April is the month of sprouting grass moon. Students meander through three pages of Algonquin lore before they learn that climate is affected by the rotation and tilt of Earth and not by the return of crows. And the article writer says, oh... Baby, I love it when you talk like that. Crow Moon yet. All that neat stuff about crows will definitely impress Japanese guys designing supercomputers. I imagine, teacher to a classroom full of Asian kids. Wunlong, given two functions, u of x and v of x, the first derivative of u of v with respect to x is u dx, whatever the plus, whatever, true or false. To gringo kids, Billy, if during Grub Moon, one heartwarming aboriginal finds seven repellent grubs to eat, and another heartwarming aboriginal finds nine, how many will they have together? Answer, they won't have a clue because their number system doesn't go that high. I mean, really, he's being a little bit excessive there, but that's kind of how insane we've gotten during the educational process in this country. You've got government. And I went to a gifted high school, so-called gifted high school, and I still feel like I feel like I couldn't possibly compete with these people. I feel dumbed down.
When it comes to math, you lose that stuff if you don't use it.
Sure.
Yeah. And after 3 years, I mean, I can't even do algebra at this point. The A squared, B squared, C squared thing that they pounded into our skull?
Pythagorean.
Not even sure what that means anymore.
I could probably do basic algebra because I had to retake it twice.
I retake it a couple times.
But, you know, I mean, if you don't need to use that stuff in your everyday life, then you lose it.
I agree with you.
But I think you should learn it.
I don't. What do you mean you think you should learn it? I think that people should be able to choose what they want to learn.
I think you should learn it.
I think that
basic algebra is something that you should learn.
I could see how basic algebra
yeah.
is something you might need to learn. But
calc, I have
right,
not
no way.
Used.
No way.
Ever. No, they're
okay, yes. Algebra 1, yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's somewhat useful. Because
I began to get it in Algebra 2, though.
Right.
You know, I really began to understand Algebra and Algebra 2. But maybe you're right. If they actually taught Algebra 1 in a manner that I had to learn it.
Or maybe if they taught it in a manner that made it learnable or made it more fun to learn. Which is, again, something that if we had a free market in education, someone would figure it out.
Oh, sure.
I mean, someone would figure out how to make math fun and exciting for
kids
to learn.
Back to, we'd be back in quickly to teaching sixth graders algebra again if there was a free market in education.
I actually had an excellent, excellent algebra teacher my junior year of high school. I think my freshman and sophomore years, I got high D's, low C's in my algebra classes. Junior year comes along. Straight A's. A's on all the tests, A's on the homework,
what was
everything.
It? Can you pinpoint one factor about the teacher that actually contributed to it? What was it that he did differently? Or she?
Well, he, Mr. Zeminski, he was a... I don't know. He explained everything very very intricately and very... He was just a great teacher. Many intangibles about
his,
him.
His method of explanation, his method of lecture was just more
it worked. It was
understandable.
Yes. Suited to him.
And he interjected his extremely dry wit every once in a while.
There you go.
Which I found entertaining and maybe one other kid did.
So,
perhaps that's
we're heading down a road in this country that is literally just turning us into mouth-breathing, drooling morons.
Dullard.
Did you? You really need to see Manwich, the recent episode of Penn and Teller's BS. Mm-hmm. It's so telling. You know, they've got this footage of this idiot that is at college, and he's smashing beer cans on his forehead and rah, let's get drunk. You know, that kind of an attitude. And this is what higher education is all about.
Yeah.
The expert that they had, one of the guys from Princeton or whatever, gave three reasons why kids should go to college. And one of the reasons was so you can hang out with kids your age and party. I mean, that was basically what his reason was. He didn't actually say party.
You need to go to college for that?
Yeah. Right.
Save the money. Take the $20,000 that your parents are going to spend on college and, you know, save half of it. Spend the other half on, you know, partying it
drinks,
on a cruise or whatever.
Pot, cocaine, whatever. You might as well.
Yeah.
You might as well. Because
a big suitcase full of drugs.
Because you're going to blow it. I mean, you're blowing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're blowing it on college. And again, for most people, I don't know the exact statistic, but I know it's well over 90%. 90% of people who graduate from colleges do not get a job in their specified field. They do not. They might get a job.
Yeah.
But they don't get a job in whatever the kooky majoring in cello or whatever it is that they majored in. Majoring in sociology. You just can't get... There's no work in those fields. You need to come up with a service. You need to come up with a product and sell it. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. I want to make it clear. I got no problem with Asians and Indians or anybody else of a different race. I have a problem with our government dumbing us down. It's Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You don't have to be Tim the Toolman Taylor with every gadget in the book to prepare yourself for many automotive emergencies. But do you know the tools you should have in your trunk? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
Even if you have no intention of repairing your car yourself, here are some tools that may help out in an emergency. A simple set of screwdrivers and socket wrenches,
jumper cables, an adjustable wrench, wire cutters, a coat hanger, and Tim the Toolman's favorite, duct tape. And did you know that all cellular phones, even those with no subscriber service, can still be used to call 911? There's no cellular bill, but the phone, which just calls 911, should be used only in emergencies. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, with join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right on the front page of the website. In fact, you can click on a link to our friends over to downloadradio.org, and you'll find that they archive our show all the way on back to March 1st. All of it completely free. There's no signing up, no membership fees, no credit card transactions required. All of it free at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. And don't forget to vote for us over at podtower.com as well as podcastalley.com. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com and get that done. So, we've been talking about education. We've been talking about the dismal state of things in this country. Detroit, 47% of adults are functionally illiterate.
God.
New York City, 81% of...
It makes you wonder, and then they say, and then they talk about, but we can't get rid of the public school system. What about the people that won't, some people won't send their kids to school. Well, let's send them to school for 13 years and let them walk out functionally illiterate. Thank God for that crap.
Great.
You know?
And pay $7,000 a student in taxes for it, for the privilege.
It's so incredibly stupid. And they call me greedy and cynical for not wanting to pay my property taxes.
Yeah,
for just nonsense.
Just give us some results. I mean, if you want your jobs, you want to keep your jobs, give us some reason to let you keep them. Otherwise, we need to have a free market in education. It's the only solution here. Because I don't know if, again, we get a lot of people call this show from time to time with their conspiracy theories. And I don't know if this is one of them. I really don't. Because we've got the Communist Manifesto that quite clearly says, Plank number 10, communism says that we need to have central control, state control, government control over the education system.
Yes, it does.
Yep. We definitely have that in this country.
Yes.
And it's getting worse every single day.
To say the communists have taken over, I think is true.
Somebody wrote that down. I don't know, was it Marx or one of those guys?
Marx
way back
would have had to.
Or Marx.
Engels.
Yeah, Marx or Engels. They wrote this down many, many, many moons ago, and now... You've got people that have successfully enacted it. Mm-hmm. Did they all just do it because they thought it was the right thing to do, or were they really doing it because they're communists and they would like to corrupt the system and make us stupid and make us easily manipulable?
I think that they're doing it because they think it's the right thing to do and it's fair. And communism has this fair feeling to it. It's not true.
At all. Okay, maybe when you say they, the lower level people are doing it because it's the right thing to do. I don't think that all the teachers are members of the Socialist Workers Party or communists or would admit to being communists. I think that they are getting into education because they want to help kids.
Mm-hmm.
I know teachers personally. They want to help my fiance's mother is a teacher.
No.
She wants to help kids. I'm talking about the administrator.
You're not looking at how schools worked. From the beginning, what it all happened was is it was just the idea of getting them together so that they would get similar teaching stuff, similar subject matter being taught and all that kind of thing. It was just, well, the county government should take it over, basically it started off with cities.
How do you know that wasn't a socialist that was proposing those ideas?
Sure, they're socialists. Okay. Sure, they're socialists. They just aren't hammer and sickle socialists. You know what I mean? They're not.
Well, that's what I wonder, because somebody had to put these ideas together in the first place.
And most Americans are socialists, my friend. If you have a problem that most Americans can't solve, who's the first person they run to solve it?
Daddy government.
Absolutely. Right. And what does that make them?
Socialists.
Socialists. Yep. That doesn't make those Americans bad people. I mean, these socialists aren't the kind of, you know, thick mustache wearing Stalinists that one might have thought about in the early century. These aren't, you know, pinkos or anything like that. It's just that America is full of socialists. We don't have any concept that free enterprise, because we've been, you know, just taught all along that this whole collective mentality, you know, work with your neighbor kind of thing.
Yep.
That's the right thing to do. It's a mistake.
And it's gone so far that people don't believe that they can sustain themselves. They don't believe that their towns can sustain itself without government.
Without the government education process?
Without every facet of it.
It's just that, okay, maybe that is what it is. Maybe it's just that over time people have just kind of slowly fallen into this socialist mind trap and have never been able to recover, because as they fell into these ideas, they just started getting stupider. And they just started becoming more and more ignorant of reality and the free market and the way things should work. And now we're just mired in this garbage. We're mired in this culture, at least in Generation X and Generation Y, of a bunch of kids that just get drunk every day and party. And that's it.
I think that kids, you know, in those age groups have been getting drunk and partying for a long time. I don't think that the 60s generation succeeded right. in doing anything by changing the voting age from 21 to 18. I mean, what kind of voting bloc is that? It's not one.
Right. It is so disheartening when you see this kind of stuff. It's like watching the country roll down a hill towards a cliff embankment. I mean, it feels like sometimes that there's almost nothing that can be done to stop it. I really think that the only solution is the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Well, the Free State Project, because nobody knows what the free market is outside of people that listen to this show and have these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
There are people think that we live in a free market right now.
They've done an amazing job, whether it was calculated, it was calculated or not. And I really believe that there are some people who were calculating this. I mean, you've got people like Francis Bellamy, the guy who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely was a plotting, conniving, conspiring individual. He wrote the Pledge of Allegiance for the purpose of indoctrinating people with the ideas of socialism, of indoctrinating people and kids specifically, because he wanted it to be put into the school system. He wanted to indoctrinate kids from day one. Day one of class, that worship of the state is a good thing, a positive thing, and something that should be done every single day. Put your hand out in the air like the Hitler salute, which is what they used to do to the flag. It didn't used to be over your heart.
Right.
Hitler borrowed that from the United States.
He did.
And now we have idiots wanting to make a constitutional amendment banning flag burning.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We've got idiots that want a constitutional amendment to take away term limits for the president of the United States.
Oh, my God. If that happens, it's just Emperor Bush from here on out.
Yeah.
You might as well. That's it.
Incumbents, they tend to stay where they are.
Yes, they do, because they wrote the rules. They wrote the rule book. They get benefits of gerrymandering, free mailings. Anybody who's challenging them has a huge burden on their backs in order to get elected to office. So, again, I agree with you, Manwich, that there's plenty of low-level bureaucrats that are not out there to destroy the world or make things more socialist, that they're just kind of following along and trying to help. They're trying to do the right thing. But I really, really do believe that there were people that were setting up these mechanisms in the past. Francis Bellamy is one example of somebody who had some ideas and had some real good ideas as to how to implement them. He absolutely was successful at making America more socialist. I mean, if you can point to one person in America's past that had as much of an effect on our kids.
You mean besides the. Do you mean something besides the flag? The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? Or
no, just with the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, he had other ideas as well, but that was probably what he was most successful at, was getting that indoctrination method entrenched in our society. Think about it. If you go out and refuse to pledge allegiance around a bunch of other Americans, you'll be lynched.
Just about.
They will not understand it.
They
because
will not.
It has been totally confused with patriotism, which it's not. It's brainwashing. More coming back. 800-259-9231. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Can we save this country from the socialists? This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
This is the Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can, of course, take control via the phones, bring up politics, bring up a personal issue. Whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with our brand newest validated Shriner. She's right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about education in this country so far this hour and how, well, bad it is. It's just bad, bad, bad. People graduating from high school functionally illiterate, 47% of Detroit adults functionally illiterate. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming it means you can't read above a certain level. You can't.
I'm assuming it means the same thing as non-functionally literate.
Haven't you ever read something with someone and essentially they come out with a completely different understanding of the I had a friend who was. I was at work, you know, I worked with him, and he was functionally illiterate. Mm. You know, he would read something out of the newspaper, and he would not comprehend what he just read. And,
wow.
Like, he could say the words, you know, he could read a sentence, but he didn't know what it said.
I can't even imagine what that means. I mean, I can't imagine living that way. I can't.
Of course you can't.
Right.
You went to a gifted school.
I mean, no, okay, maybe I can't imagine it, because when I read Shakespeare, that's how I feel. Maybe that's how it is. Did he feel like he understood it and just totally misinterpreted?
I think he took words that he understood out of the reading and then, you know, sort of compiled his own meanings out of them.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that word. Some words he couldn't read at all. You know, he didn't know what they meant. And sometimes he'd read a word and just say, he wouldn't really understand it once he'd sound it out. It'd be like, I don't even know how to... He'd just say it kind of like long ways and not really know what he said. Orangay. You know, like he'd just say the word wrong.
Oh my gosh. Was this a radio salesperson?
No. Although
buy ads.
I think I've met some of those that are functionally illiterate too.
800-259-9231 if you've got a comment on this education situation. I don't want to make it sound like I'm a conspiracy theorist, because I'm not. I mean, I don't subscribe to a lot of them, and that's not the point of this show. But at the same time, Manwich, if you were in a position of some sort of authority and you had the opportunity to somehow implement program or ideas or send out press releases that would result in more liberty for the country, would you do it? Like if you could do some work behind the scenes somehow and as a result...
I think I have done that. Yes.
Right.
The answer would be yes.
That's, you are conspiring towards more liberty. We are conspiring, although we're doing it in public, towards more freedom in this country.
But there's a lot of stuff about this show that goes on behind the scenes.
Sure.
You know? I mean, there's production that goes on behind the scenes, so I think that's conspiring.
Right, and I mean the Free State Project as well. I mean, the people that are 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all going to move into the same state and do our best, be activists, in order to make it the freest state. I mean, that's conspiratorial, absolutely. Yeah. But it's conspiratorial towards everyone's benefit, whereas these other people were conspiring to just enhance their power. They were conspiring to enhance their position, conspiring to make people stupid, because they've been successful at it. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they just stop it? Why wouldn't they, after years and years,
really believe that crap works?
Yep.
It's had good PR. I don't believe that these people are bad.
Every 2 to 4 years, education is one of the top issues because it's failing. How could they possibly delude themselves into thinking it's working? I don't understand that.
Because they're not even trying to delude themselves. They think it's the other issues. They don't have any idea that it's government intervention in education that is causing it
they
to
think
fall
it's the kids,
flat.
They think
on
it's just
face.
The kids that are just dumber nowadays.
Yeah, kids are dumber. You know, there's more different different races. There's people moving around more.
We need more diversity.
We need more diversity. We have more diversity, and that's what's doing it. And then, you know, the kids get into bad groups, and then there's violence, and it's the movies, and it's the videos.
I see what you're saying.
They're pawning it off on everything else. Intervention in schools.
Right. They pawn it on everything else except for that.
I mean, if you could just get the federal government, forget state, local, anything else government, just the federal government out of kids, out of the schools, you would see kids' test scores jump 10% inside
a couple
of years.
Yeah.
At least 10%,
if not within a year.
Americans, if you want them out of there, start voting these people out. Stop voting for the same old crap, the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm sick of them.
I'm totally tired of it.
I'm just as sick with one party as I am with the other.
You know, and I don't think that the Libertarians are ever going to get anybody on the ticket nationwide unless we get to a place where there's enough of us. There's just not enough people that know
or spread
or
too far and too thin.
We are. And I think that's why the Free State Project has a chance of winning.
Absolutely. And I think that what we need to do is awaken the sleeping masses in this country. According to Talkers Magazine, which is the kind of the industry publication, over 60% of people that listen to talk radio, not just Americans, but 60% of people that listen to talk radio do not consider themselves a Democrat or a Republican. Most of them, I think like 57%, consider themselves independent. 3% consider themselves libertarians. So you've got a huge chunk of potential listeners out there that totally is not on one side or the other. And yet all of this programming, all of this radio programming, skews either pro-Republican or pro-Democrat. I mean, really, this show and shows like ours, and there are some others that have similar themes, now's the time. We need to get this out there.
Yeah.
Because we are getting so dumbed down by this socialist culture in this country. We are so clueless
mm-hmm.
that there's only one thing that could wake people up, and that is to put the message of freedom and liberty in front of them, in front of their eyes on television, with shows like John Stossel on 2020, with Penn and Teller's BS. Put it in front of their eyes, put it in front of their ears with shows like Free Talk Live and Harry Brown, and wake them up one by one to the fact that they've been lied to their entire lives about almost everything. And it's time to bring freedom back to this country. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwith.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there. It's totally free. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, bulletin board system, live streaming for you to listen to. All of it on the house. All of it at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, dial them up toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can visit them online at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We've been talking about education in this country, and isn't that like one of your key issues? No, your key issue is withholding, right? No,
withholding tax,
That withholding taxation is one way to keep Americans in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think combining withholding with just total blissful ignorance on the part of Americans because of the government education system, you've got a 1-2 power punch there that has just knocked out our intellect in this country. It's knocked out our ability to critically think. It has knocked out our ability to question authority. which is something that I understand probably
authoritarians don't like it when you question.
Right.
That's
right. Right, and I can't imagine an anti-authoritarian running a school, so I don't know how you could have a school that tells kids to question authority. There must be a way to do it, because I think it's one of the most important things you can teach kids at a young age.
Absolutely. Otherwise, they just wander up ambling through life, taking everything at face value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do what you tell me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something to be said for happiness.
Ignorance is bliss, I suppose.
Sure.
I'm a happy person. I mean, even though I get incensed on the air here on Free Talk Live, when the show's over, we
I know when you're going to die.
Yeah.
I know you're going to die doing one of your tirades at, like, you know, old age.
Oh, old age.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like,
something's going to bust in your neck, and that's going to be it.
No, hopefully at old age, we'll have achieved a significant chunk of liberty back in this country, and I won't have to be going off on tirades as much.
Well, God knows you've worked hard enough for it.
Oh, I don't agree with that. 800-259-9231. I don't think God knows much of anything, because I don't believe in God.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm anti-authoritarian to the bitter end. But anyway, I think that if we could just teach our kids to question everything they're told, it would totally be a turnaround for this country. That's definitely something that kids should learn. So parents, they're not going to teach it at school. It's up to you. It's up to you, and yes, that's going to mean they're going to question what you tell them to do, too, unfortunately. I mean, that's kind of the other side of that coin. Yeah. Wait, you want me to take out the trash? Okay, you're going to get some of that, but maybe in the long run, it'll be good for your kid.
It just means you have to know what you're talking about when you're talking to your kids.
Right.
Instead of saying, well, do this because...
I said so. Because I'm your father.
It's my house. You do it.
Well, that is legitimate.
Yeah,
that one is legitimate.
Because I pay the mortgage here, and you live for free and eat my food. Mm-hmm. And that's a good reason.
That is a good one.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, son, you're 10 years old. If you want to strike out on your own and
I don't think that
not take the trash out, live in a cardboard box.
I think you have to be kind of careful with that one, because you're going to have kids like you and I who are going to strike out on their own. And
I don't think so. At 10 years old, I don't think so. I think
Come on.
I knew my bread was buttered, dude.
Your mom didn't find you walking down your little street in Tampa Bay?
No. Never.
I definitely tried to walk away. Didn't get far.
Hey, it's Benny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Another fun and exciting episode of Free Talk Live coming to a close, but we're not going anywhere. Tomorrow night we'll be here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. And, of course, in the meantime, you can join us online, join the conversation on the bulletin board system, and all the other fun stuff that we've got for you in store at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
If you're tired...